patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, baller. High roller, baby, baby, baby. Shot caller, that's right.
I always do apologize. Booker's got 71 points. It's not as incredible.
You don't think it is?
It will be if they don't get into the Hall of Fame.
Shows how much you know.
Because if you score 60 points in a game, you're in the Hall of Fame, unless you're Tom Chambers or Gilbert Arenas. Everybody else who scored that many points is in the Hall of Fame.
You got to be good. That's all.
I guess. So is he going to the Basketball Hall of Fame, you think?
If he keeps playing like he is and keeps getting better.
We'll see what Zora Stevenson thinks. Future coach, we don't know at what level, but she'll get a job one day. Just like Jeff Saturday did.
So what's your career high?
I said you got to 40 in a game at any level at any age.
Oh, negative. I mean,
you're too much a team player.
Yeah, I mean, my college was like 28, I think, 29, nothing crazy.
Yeah, but high school or just in a...
I didn't track in, like, middle school and below.
Oh, so you don't know.
We're not tracking in girls, Homer.
Right. Yeah.
All right. I'll do the research.
But high school.
What high school did you play for?
Oakton High School in Northern Virginia. We were like really good though, and I say that meaning there was like 5 Division I people in our starting. You know, like our whole starting lineup went D1. So it wasn't like a situation where it was like throw the ball to Zora. Yeah, it was an actual team.
All right, Zora. What's been the reaction around the Bucks and some of the NBA about the DeMar Hamlin situation?
Well, I mean, first
NFL
and foremost,
player.
My goodness, yeah, you know, I'm more than aware. I was just pausing to take a breath because it's so scary and so awful. I've prayed for him. You know, my family's definitely talking about it. In terms of the Bucks. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them. It happened last night. There was optional shoot around today for the Bucks and then a game tonight. So not necessarily time for me to gather anyone's thoughts on that specific topic. But I don't want to speak for anyone when it comes to that. But, I know a lot of the guys, you know, do follow different sports, different leagues. Sure. They're aware and sure. They're in the same boat as me. People of faith on that team, praying for him, thinking of him, and just really hope that this ends in a positive way.
Yeah, I just saw some. Obviously, there's been seeing some tweets from all sports. We saw some NBA guys tweets out as well about stuff. So that's why I was wondering.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know, like I've seen, seen Chris Paul. I think even Donovan Mitchell after the game that he had. Said a few words, but no, have not seen. But just the time frame of it all, too, it's been a tight window, so I have not talked to any of the guys specifically about that.
Well, I apologize. I didn't know how much you follow other sports. I just have always thought you to be a basketball junkie, savant. Do you follow other sports?
Yeah, I mean, I am very much on a need-to-know basis, and so what I mean by that is I'm locked into the task at hand, so right now that's the NBA. During the fall, I was much more locked into college football. Again, high-level
stuff. Ooh, Notre Dame, that's right.
I've covered skiing and gymnastics. Like I'm bouncing around so much that I have to be in the know of just kind of – and I used to be in journalism, so – and I'm talking about like hard news, not sports. And so I just like to know what's going on in our world, like to be an informed citizen. So I'm always trying to stay up to date on what's going on, period, no matter the subject.
I watched a video of the Bucks practice and it was showing Chris Middleton, and I'm no doctor. I didn't like the looks of his leg, the one with the injury that he's, have you watched him practice?
I don't know if you should do
that.
Well,
no, you can tell me I'm wrong. I can take that. I know you don't like to do that, but I just...
I feel like I've been doing that a lot lately.
I know.
I mean, I'm not going to. Yeah, I mean, he's been getting a ton of workouts, and Coach Bud has talked about that. Whether it's, you know, even when the Bucks were on the road, he'd, you know, get shots up after shoot around, have like a whole full individual workout, doing the same here at home. So they just want to make sure that when he comes back, he's ready. Rather, you know, like, okay, you don't want the back for a game, out for a game, but, you know, you really want to, and that doesn't help the team either. And I think, you know, the Bucks are a team that's had 15 different starting lineups, much more combinations on the floor, not an excuse, but especially, you know, getting into January, you want some continuity.
Yeah, I don't know. That's totally. How many games do you?
Yeah, what's been going on with that?
How many games do you feel like he needs Chris to be ready for the playoffs?
Oh, shoot. I mean, it's hard to put a number on it, right? Because it's not just him.
Okay.
It's the team, and where's the team at? I mean, we do know Chris is not going to play today or tomorrow in Toronto. That has been made public. Yeah, I mean, you know, you think back to Brook Lopez, right? And he didn't come back till, like, I want to say it was April. Was it? Let me double check on that. And obviously, he was not who he was last year. You know, like, there's a big difference in his play this year compared to last year. Brook Lopez came back March 14th and was ready for the playoffs. You know, I mean, he's playing much, much better this season, but even this season, he's playing like higher than the Brook Lopez, you know, average to me. Like, in the playoffs last year, I think he was ready, and he came back in March. But obviously, that's not ideal. I mean, this team wants to win games. Yeah, I know it's like, you can't do the whole, like, hey, we're just switching it on to the playoffs. Like, you want to win now, and you want to play good basketball now. So if somebody's healthy, you want them to be ready to go.
I just don't know with that injury how much time you need, what you expect. But there's no argument. They can wait as long as they want.
Yeah, but it's not like we saw Chris go. Right, but it's not like we saw Chris go down recently. Like, it's not like it's a specified thing that Coach Bud has talked about. He hasn't talked about. I mean, it literally is listed as knee soreness. Nobody's come out and said what specifically it is. So if we're talking about a range of how long it should be, that's not fair for anyone to put that on Chris, because there has been no public announcement of a more specified injury. And, you know, we didn't see anything crazy happen since he's been back. So I just don't know if it's right to put a timetable on it and kind of compare it to a Brooke situation. I don't think that's fair for anyone at this moment. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, that's totally. I also would want to be on record that whenever Holiday does not play, and they're missing Middleton and Holiday, you can put up 40 and 20 for Giannis. He's going to score 40, 20 rebounds. It's just amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he has the ability to score 40 and 20. I'm not going to say every time Chris and Drew are out, but obviously the guys. I mean, the guy's incredible. Just incredible. But no, I don't want folks going expecting that. Please don't expect that and then get mad if he gets 35. Please don't do
Fine, then let's tell him not to get mad. I'm not going to get mad. I just thought when they rested him after he'd gone, 40, 20 twice, it's like, I know I got to do everything, and just so you know, I will do everything so we win. And if you don't want me to do everything, then this set me out too, which is what they did. So I'm not going to be mad at him if he doesn't. I just think the level that he's now looks at to do when they need him to do that, he just does it. 40 and 20.
For sure. I mean, only one of them ended in a win, though. Like, and I say that to say this is a team sport. Like, I don't know if Giannis scores in the games that, you know, Giannis has scored 40, what, he's got like 6 40-point games. One of his 40-point games is a loss to the Lakers. I'm just saying, like, Giannis going off doesn't guarantee a win, because you need other people. The
yes.
NBA is too tough. So yeah, Giannis could do, and he says this, like, I mean, he could do everything, but you got to have a group effort to get wins in this league. Unless, of course, you're Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, but true.
And he scored 71.
Did that surprise you that he scored 71?
So I'm, like, doing some stuff around the house last night. I always like to just keep a tab on all the games. You know, next thing I know, I see that the Cavs and Bolts, right, were in overtime. I'm like, oh, let me flip it on. And I think I watched, like, 2 minutes of overtime, and then he scored a basket, and then they were like, oh, that's 60-something. I was like, wait, what? And then, you know, your eyes flicker up. Surprised? No, because he used to go off in Utah all the time. I mean, obviously he never scored 71, but I'm pretty sure he's had a 50, maybe even a 60-point game before.
Devin Booker had 70 in a game. So
yeah, doesn't slip. Those guys score like at high volume. Giannis to get like okay now if Giannis gets 70, right? I'd be so interested to see the box score because Giannis is not a guy that's going to make like 5+ 3s. That means he's got like 30 free throws. Like, how is he, you know?
It means he's got to take 50 to make 30.
Now that would be something. Giannis is,
well, I've said you know, that. I asked you to ask him. You don't even remember the things I asked you. I asked you to ask him if he could score 100. I think he can score 100 in a game if he wanted to.
No, I'm saying
he's of course going to say sure, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, I know.
No, Giannis will tell the truth. I'm not sure he would. I'm not sure he'd say yes.
What?
But he does. I mean, how's he supposed to? I don't know the answer to that. And Giannis is a guy who's normally like, I don't know. Do you know the answer? Like, when anybody asks him, hey, are the Bucks going to win a championship? He's like, can you predict the future? No. Like, and when I ask questions, I always think of like, well, how is a player going to answer this question?
Easy. Right? If you like, could you score 100?
No.
You know, I don't know what he'll say. And if he says yes, then you know what's next.
No,
Zora?
No. He won't
know. If you wanted to, could you score 110?
He doesn't know.
I think he knows.
Yeah,
no, he doesn't.
What if I'd have asked you when you were playing?
You don't
Tony.
Know.
Oh, you would say I don't know?
You don't know.
Oh.
All you can say is, guess what? I can try, but I ain't going to crazy shots doing it.
All right. Well, see, now we have three different possible answers. All of a sudden, it seems a better question. Just say this old man that I work with, and he could die sometime soon. So I kind of want to do him a favor before he leaves us. However you want to put it. Come on, Zora.
I think I erased it from my mind because I just really try to ask like solid questions to these guys. And,
or you can ask him. I mean, it's a great time to ask him when Mitchell gets 71.
Never take a question from Homer.
No. You could say, hey, he just scored. He just scored 71. Have you ever thought about how many you could score?
Journalism 101, never take a question from Homer.
You have a great in. Guy just scored 71. Have you ever thought about how many you could score? Have you ever thought? Now you're not even asking how many. You just want to know if it's crossed his mind.
You do know we got to get the break. Wait. Right. We don't want to hear your questions. We're not entertained.
I've done my best.
Zora's not asking that.
I trust Zora.
Hold on. Zora, what
Homer,
come
to the Bucks game and ask a question because Giannis is always nice to folks that are, you know, like sometimes even if the question isn't that great, he'll be nice. If I ask a question that's not that great, he holds me to a certain standard, and it'll be like the LeBron James. Be better tomorrow, Zora. Yeah. Be better tomorrow.
All right.
He expects better out of Zora.
Zora just figured out a way to be nice to not have to ask the question. Right. That's
be smart, I would say. Yes, but
thanks, Zora.
Bye.
The doctor is next.